448 right now on WDEV, AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Let's talk about hardware, equipment, tools, gadgets, gizmos, things for your home. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional contractor, doesn't matter. They got something for you. It's Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. And they've got those five locations, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. And once again, sticksandstuff.com. Our friend Kyle is running things up in St. Albans. He's with us now. Kyle, how are you?
I am doing good. I am recovering from the Celtics going down again last night in the series, but we're still in the fight.
Bad news is the Celtics stink, and the good news is you've got insulation.
That's true. We do have insulation. I was actually talking to one of our contractors today who said, ironically, during the spring and summer, he actually has more business as far as insulating households than he does in the winter, which is kind of counterintuitive to what most people think. But with everyone having, you know, high-efficiency heat pumps now and their window air conditioning units, their portable floor units, even cold air, obviously, once you create it, you want to keep it in your house. So he does a lot of thermal inspections and came up with, you know, tips and tricks and stuff to tell people, look for gaps and cracks throughout any of your windows and your doors. And you kind of have to go the opposite way that you do with heat. Obviously, heat rises, cold air settles. So depending on the style of the house that you have, just think that that cold air is going to want to go to the lowest point. So if you have older windows, doors, anything like that that's on the first floor of your house, make sure that those are really sealed. You can always pull the trim off of those and check some of the older houses. They used to just stuff fiberglass insulation in between any gaps and cracks. Over the years, that can get wet, that can settle, compress, and not insulate very well. So we recommend you pull any of that old insulation out of your window and door jams and use something like a more current spray foam product. But we do have regular bat insulation in our stores, NOF fiberglass, both faced and unfaced, 16-inch and 24-inch on center, depending what your studs are in your wall. The faced product has paper on it. It almost looks like a brown wax paper with these nice little wings that you can pull out. So you can staple it up to the studs a little bit easier, add a little bit of a vapor barrier. Some people like to use the stuff without the paper on it and then put a plastic vapor barrier over it. The NOF insulation, you know, it's a current product. It's not itchy like the old pink insulation that everybody remembers when they were a kid. And another product that's really popular is what's called Rockwool, or Roxol is the brand name. And that's actually, they basically make insulation by spinning stone dust almost in like a giant cotton candy machine. So the insulation is actually made out of stone, which makes it completely moisture resistant and completely fire resistant. So a lot of people really like that stuff. So lots of options, lots of things to think about to keep your cold air in and your hot air in the wintertime.
Talk to me about next Monday. Next Monday is Memorial Day. Are you open first and foremost?
First and foremost, the St. Albans location is open from 8 to 12, so we are closing a little bit early. For the other locations, I haven't actually heard yet, so you're going to want to call your local locations, whether it's Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, or Enosburg, and see what their hours are. Sometimes it does go store to store, depending on how they're staffed and what their schedule works. But yeah, St. Albans is open from 8 to 12 for sure. If you need a firm yes on anybody else's, just give them a call.
We will be doing the afternoon news next week. Will I be talking to you, or will you be at a barbecue picnic somewhere at this time next Monday?
At this time next Monday, I should be available, so we should be game on.
All right, so we'll be game on. We'll talk in 7 days. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
All right, enjoy the sunshine, everybody.
All right, there goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, 452. Back to the newsroom next.